Hey, this is a behavior scientist, Tanola Oliver, and welcome to this edition of the Making of the Mogul radio show, where the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. I am about to share a story with you about a friend of mine, and I want you to be mindful that we are overcome by the word of our testimony, right? And I really, really debated about sharing the story. And the reason why I didn't want to share the story originally, of course, I don't use any names. I don't use any reference points. But beyond a shadow of a doubt, the person that I'm talking about, when they hear the story, they're going to know that it's them, right? I debated and vacillated back and forth between whether or not I wanted to share the story because I am very strategic and intentional about my relationships and maintaining confidential information. When I was in prayer the other day, so I often think about this young lady. When I was in prayer the other day, When I was talking to my friend a few weeks ago, and as we were having some conversations, we were just in general conversation about some other things. Her oldest child really began to come to my mind. And so in me thinking about her, naturally, I began to pray for her in my prayer time, along with the other people that I pray for. So the Lord led me to do this particular broadcast for her freedom, right? And so the Bible says we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, right? My purpose in sharing this story is that the example of it is true, it's real, it's tangible. But the other part of it is for healing. So I want parents, I want mothers, and I want fathers to sit down and listen to this particular episode of the Making of the Mogul radio show. And I want you to listen with a different set of ears. I don't want you to listen to it with the intentionality to be entertained, right? Today, I want you to listen from an objective or subjective perspective. And I want you to begin to examine your relationships. I want you to examine your relationships so much that you feel like you're overthinking, right? So there's this thing now where they say that people, they overthink, like they hear information and they overthink. And while I think sometimes that may be true, most of the time people don't overthink. Overthinking is the Holy Spirit telling you that there is something that you need to consider more, right? Like you need to think about that a little bit more. You need to re-examine that something. Usually if you're overthinking, it's because the Lord is trying to show you something, right? So I want you to listen to this particular episode and I want you to filter it through with not just a natural perspective, but I want you to filter it through with that still voice that doesn't always resonate with your natural senses. Does that make sense? So I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. But for those of you that, for whatever reason or another, don't lean into the Holy Ghost or don't have faith, and I don't know why anybody would be listening to this particular radio show if you don't have faith, but so be it. But anyhow, I want mothers and fathers to listen with a perspective. I want you to examine and think about your relationships in ways that you never have. I am encouraged, and I know because as I was talking through this, so I'm recording this after the first recording, right? So as I was talking, I began to be overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit. And I felt healing resonating out of my voice and healing resonating out of me sharing the story. That's the thing about intercessors is we can connect with people and we can connect with emotions that don't even have anything to do with us, right? And so you will hear somewhere during the message when it shifts and when the Holy Spirit takes over. So I want you to listen intently with the ear, okay, with the ear of the Holy Spirit, or with your filter of not your natural senses, but the filter of how do I re-examine this in a way that it's not surface intellect, right? As a behavioral scientist, I realize that different people arrive at and deduce information in different ways, right? For myself and people that believe the Bible, right? We use biblical principles and we use the Holy Spirit to filter information. For whatever reason, if you listen to this show and you're not saved, I hope by the end of this broadcast that you will be saved. I hope that you find you a church that you can connect with and be a part of the community of the church. But in the event that for whatever reason you don't use the Holy Spirit as a filter, I want you to use a filter that is beyond your natural understanding. And hear me in my intentionality and my purpose in today in sharing this information is because it is so important for you to understand just how strategic the Lord is in your connections and your relationships. You have to know that the enemy wants to duplicate that. And so the enemy is also very intentional about your connections and your relationship. And so there is a shifting about to take place in the earth. And it is the shifting of seeing darkness and evil subside and being suppressed. That's why you're about to see a lot of platforms go dormant and a lot of platforms lose followers because the spirit of delusion that has been operating in the earth, where people have been seeing good is evil and evil is good, is about to flip. Right. I don't know what is going to be the catalyst of the event that's going to take place in 2024 for that to flip. But I know that it's going to be something at a very heightened level of sensitivity for this nation. And evil is going to be exposed in a way that it's never been exposed before. And people's hearts are going to be brought to a place of compassion. And the way people see people is about to shift, because a lot of the evil that we see in the earth, people don't understand the magnitude of how it's been operating behind the scenes. And so like people like myself, I'm a comedian. I make jokes about a lot of things. Comedians have a way of turning darkness into laughter, right? But there has been a lot of extreme evil and darkness that has been operating behind the scenes that we have not been exposing and talking about. Because here's this thing where people are so quick to refer to people like they're crazy or something's wrong with them. And I rebuke that spirit. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You are sane. You see what you see. You hear what you hear. And the way that you understand the things that people do underlining and underpinning, that is real, right? And the Lord is flipping that, because there's a Bible verse that says when evil is in power, that the people mourn. And the Holy Spirit is tired of mourning and being grieved, right? And it's never been a matter of a fight between good and evil, right? Like, we've already been overcome by the blood of the cross, the blood of the Lamb. The Lord already won, right? And so people been thinking that their evilness has been some match for the power of the Holy Ghost and for the Lord. And that has to come to a place of moratorium in 2024. And you're about to see the Lord flip the switch, and evil is about to be brought to a place of moratorium and repentance swiftly. I want you to listen intently with and understand what the Spirit of the Lord is saying as it relates to relationships and how you need to be strategic about who you talk to your children about. And Lord forbid that you intentionally, like I, and as I introduce it in the radio broadcast in this particular episode, I don't know anybody that has done wrong by their children and lived a long life, their biological children. I don't know anybody like that. Maybe y'all can provide me with an example, but it goes against biblical principles for people to do ill unto their own biological children and live a long, prosperous life. And so some people will try to manipulate that information, but take it at face value, right? And so here is the thing, is the Lord desires that none of us would perish, right? The Lord don't want to go around killing people because they didn't done evil in his sight, right? And so, excuse me, I have the hiccups. And that's why the Lord always leaves room for repentance. But there are some people whose heart has been so hardened by evilness because they have been suppressed by evil, because they've lent their ears and their life to evil. And while some don't realize it, some do know, right? And deliverance is in the earth. Do you hear what I'm saying? Deliverance is in the earth. And those that have stood on platforms of darkness and evil and witchcraft and wickery and all of that crazy stuff, the Lord is about to do what, you know how you do a social media swipe and you scrape everything off of a website or scrape everything off of a social media site? That is what the Lord is about to do in the earth. And there is deliverance coming to those who have been oppressed by the people that they love. As my name is Tanola Oliver, hear me and hear what I'm saying to you. And for those that you know that people have spoken ill of your children, I need you to tune in and listen to this episode. My name is behavioral scientist Tanola Oliver. You'll see when the shift takes place and the Holy Spirit begins to take over the message. It has nothing to do with my emotions. I'm just letting you know now, because I'm talking about somebody outside of myself. I'm not even talking about my own natural child, right? While everybody will to have some, be able to relate in some type of way, and you'll understand why you'll be able to relate as you hear the message. Because people are uncouth, right? Just tune in. But my purpose in coming back on here is because I want you to listen in a way that is beyond your natural senses, right? For most of us, that'll be the Holy Spirit. For some of us, whatever filter you use, right? When you move your intellect out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you, even if you don't believe in the Holy Spirit, so that the Lord can begin to strategically align your relationships and move some of that toxicity out of your life, because there is a shifting that is happening in the earth right now, and darkness and evil is about to be seated, suppressed. And you need to pray for your people that you know need deliverance from the spirit of evil and those that operate in evil. Because there is what's being released in the earth is not playing. All right. I'm behavioral scientist Tanola Oliver. And I hope you enjoy the message and live in the overflow until we see each other again. Peace.